This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, Michael, unfortunately for you, we have to ask you again, how you feeling here right now with your first time back on the ice with the team?
Yeah, getting there. Obviously, with you guys know it's a high ankle. It's just a tough one with hockey. Tweaks happen and stuff. And in Ottawa, I kind of had a tweak. And then in Dallas, it got a little worse, and I was going the wrong way. So just kind of decided to let it settle for a week or two here and come back hopefully feeling better. And hopefully when I get those tweaks, it isn't quite as bad this time.
Just the overall, I can't imagine you've gone through something like this in your pro career. How mentally, how have you been able to, you know, keep yourself up and keep going here?
Yeah, it's obviously been really tough being part of the trade, new team and everything. You want to impress your teammates, and obviously my play hasn't been where I wanted it to be. I thought I actually started to come on there a little bit at the end and was playing a little bit better. I still expect more out of myself, but I feel like as my health keeps getting better, my legs are coming back and I'm getting more confident. So stay with that. And then honestly, the guys in here have been great with me, and I love our team. It's a close group. It's a little bit easier when we're having so much success, right? You're not worried about, oh, I'm letting the team down. They're playing great without me. So just focus on my health. So when I come back, I can help the team even more.
This is related to the second one?
Yeah. My first injury is feeling a lot better. I told you guys it'd be something it's kind of nagging all year, but it's gotten a lot better since for a month now. It's been feeling a lot better. So that's been good. And then, yeah, just the ankle was the second one. And it was just starting to bug me too much where I couldn't really play physical or hit anybody. So just kind of decided to lay off it for a week or two.
How did you feel, you know, emotionally and physically getting back on the ice today?
Yeah, it was good. Honestly, it was just nice to be out there with the guys. And it's tough when you're coming in the mornings and there's only a few guys in here and you're not really with the group. So it's just nice to be with the group and get a little bag skate, needed it for the cardio. And hopefully I'll be back here sometime later this week. So just gearing up for that.
What told you that you were finding your game beyond just you know, the rhythm of playing regularly? What told you that you were, you know, getting closer to what you are?
Yeah, I think I was just skating with the puck a little bit more. I think with how our 4D, the top four playing right now, they're providing a lot of offense, and I'm a guy who I think I can be an elite two-way D-man eventually, so it was kind of tough because I felt like I should just defend because they're doing so much offensively. But I think I got to get into my game a little bit too and carry the puck a little bit and make some plays, and I felt like in St. Louis I really started to do that. Boston, I had a lot of shots, so for me personally, offense kind of gives me more confidence, even though I know I have to be good defensively first. So yeah, I felt like it was coming on there. Dallas, I loved my first period, skating again, creating plays, execution has to be a little bit better, but I just felt like I was really starting to use my legs, and my legs were starting to come back.
With this being a new team, where have you seen the growth in this team from maybe training camp to where you guys had problems to start? Now things are going much better. Where have you seen the growth in this team?
Yeah, I think leadership group's done a great job. Tomer and Dahls have been setting the tone. I felt like Tomer in Dallas was probably one of the best performances I've seen live, and Dahls has been really, really good, and everything he's dealing with, and he's still playing at a high, high, high level. I think everybody kind of fed off that, and I think there was a silent agreement in the group that, you know, when Kev got fired, it was time to step up, and that's not acceptable, and you never want to see someone lose their job like that, and I felt like the group really pulled together at that moment, and Yarmo came in and had a great message for us, and I felt like we've just had our head down every game. We were resetting. I thought the response after Columbus was awesome, so it's been really fun to watch and play in a little bit, so hopefully we keep building.
As a defenseman with a good shot, what's your review of Sammy's the other night?
It's elite. Yeah, I've been joking with him. I've been messing around with my stick length and stuff. I'm trying to copy what he's doing, but no, it's been really fun to watch. He was one of the best D-men for the U.S. growing up, so I always know who he was, and he's always been a great player, and it's really fun to see someone have success. I just heard he had a tougher year last year, and it's really fun to see someone come back and have a lot of swag and confidence. He's playing a big boy game, and he's chipping in too, so it's really fun to watch.
What about, you know, we talked early in the year, you kind of knew what the Sabres were getting in Josh Doan, but it seems like it just keeps growing throughout the year.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Talked about it a little bit. You could see it coming. I felt like you could really see it coming. He just didn't really get the right opportunity, and I don't want to blame anybody, but here he kind of stepped in and he got the opportunity, and I felt like he's gotten better and better and better, and he's hard not to like. He plays hard. He plays the same way every night. He's annoying to play against. He's all over you. He lifts your stick. He steals the puck. I know he was first in takeaways for a while, and I mean, that's an underrated stat. You can create a lot of offense that way, and I've always said too, like, when his finishing, when he, not that he doesn't bear down, but when he gets a little bit more of the finishing luck, he was really going to start to pop, and I feel like that's coming from him. He's in the right areas, and he's just a great, great person. He comes in every day. He's one of the loudest guys in the room. He's talking to the trainers. He's joking around, so he's just a great guy to have around.
It's the first time I've had a chance to ask you. You're with Tage, with Team USA, you know, play with teammates. You know what he did there. So, obviously, you know, being a teammate there and here, I'm sure you're not surprised at all that he made the Olympic team.
Yeah, no. He was great at Worlds. Him and my guy, Kells, congrats to them. They really pulled us along there, and Tomer was unbelievable in that last game, obviously a game winner, and I've seen it for years. I knew him a little bit before that too, just from training in AZ and stuff, and I mean, he's a top five player in the world skill wise. He's 6'7", he can move, he's got probably the best hands I've ever seen, toe drags and stuff like that, so don't want to hype him up too much, get his head too big, but it'll be really fun to watch now with him going. It gives an added bonus to cheer for the U.S. and all the other guys I know there, so it'll be really fun to watch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.